And you're welcome back to part two of the Coulter and Clark Sporting Weekender on Q Radio. As always, Benny, in part two, we'll focus on the GAA action ahead. Suppose we'll look back on last weekend's action first there. Massive shock. We're both on here with typical Coup strongly last Friday. It didn't happen for them on the day. They were probably unlucky to concede a last minute goal, but it was so Uncle Coo like not to close the game out, and Desi Mung popped up at the right place at the right time, and Jim McCurry's reign's over and Kilcoo are out. How big a surprise was that result to you?
Yeah, I was very, very surprised at the result, and especially the way Kilcoo conceded the goal in the end. Like, I couldn't believe that they left three or four men. You know, if Desi Mung hadn't got it, there would have been an A-man there. But I feel Desi Mung was in the square when the ball was kicked, and it was a square ball. But, you know, very surprised that Kilcoo didn't drag the man down coming through. And if it had dragged one of the players down, the goal wouldn't have happened, because, you know, Clontibret were on the attack and the three or four men at the back post, and Desi Mung was left free just to palm the ball into the net. As you say, very unlike Kilcoo not to close the game out. And Clontibret, it's sort of opening up for them, I feel, in front of them too.
A feature of the game was probably the amount of frees that Conor McManus scored. Do you feel that Kilcoo probably never... And down the room be getting away with some of the cynical fouling. Last Sunday they weren't, and the referee was punished them, and as a result McManus maybe scored 8 or 9 frees, and Kilcoo maybe found it quite hard to deal with that.
Yeah,
is that a fair comment, or is that...
There's no doubt about it. Like, and there's no sour grapes for myself, but you know, against when we played Kilcoo, Mayo Bridge didn't get one free inside the 50 yard line, whereas McManus was fired 8 points over, you know, so they weren't getting away with it like as they done and down. But you know, even at that, Kilcoo should have closed that game out. I always thought that they were going to win this game by a few points and set up a good game against St Gall's, and I thought they would have took St Gall's. I actually thought Kilcoo and Cross were maybe going to meet in the final this year, but unfortunately that hasn't materialised, and you know, they were unlucky not to win the game, but they should have closed it out, and you know, very unlike Kilcoo. But
do you think, will Clontibret make an impact now?
I feel they'll put it up to St Gall's. St Gall's are a great footballing side, you know, superb footballing side, but Clontibret, you know, they threw every man behind the ball at the weekend, and that might upset the way St Gall's play. You know, St Gall's, there's no question or doubt about it, have very skillful footballers, but whether they would like playing against that defensive system, I don't know.
We mentioned them here already. Cross McGlen, again, another Armagh Championship to their belt last weekend. Very, very easy win for them against Armagh Harps, who probably never turned up on the day. Cross McGlen now going into an Ulster campaign, and indeed at senior today, they're favourites for the All-Ireland club as well. So they're certainly the benchmark and certainly going to be the team to beat in this provincial series.
There's no doubt about it. I went to watch Cross and Kilcoo last year, and you know, the glaring statistic from those games was they were missing 7 players. David McKenna, you had James Morgan, Jamie Clark, Aaron Kiernan. You have all those boys back. And, you know, Stephen Kiernan was on the bench the other day, he came on. Kyle Carragher came on. David McKenna came on. So, you know, it looks very sure that Cross will win this Ulster Championship. You know, they're a great side, and with all those players
it's
back...
It's unbelievable how the hunger, I know we've talked before, the hunger that they keep producing every year to deliver county championships, which brings them on into the Ulster and All-Ireland series as well. There's a fair talent of talent coming through there every year, and it's probably the hunger that's impressed me most about them.
The hunger they have is because they keep winning. You know, that's why they keep coming back. They love the feeling of winning trophies, and people doubting them, and they always come back and prove the doubters wrong. You know, that's why Cross McGlen are the team they are, because they are winning, and that's why the young players want to play for Cross, because they know they're going to be in a very good chance of winning a championship medal. And you know, if you're growing up in Cross McGlen, there's a good chance you're going to win 10 championship medals, which is quite amazing.
We'll come back to maybe a couple of topics, your own future, Benny, and the All-Stars are on tonight as well before we finish the show. Moving into the fixtures, Macquarie Cup this weekend, St Paul's Bessbrook playing St McCartan's Monaghan. McCartan's probably have been struggling to a couple of big hammerings there. St Paul's have started pretty well, seem to be building a decent enough side this year as well. How do you think that game will go?
Yeah, I think St Paul's will win this game. You know, I suppose pre-Christmas it's all about getting into the final stage or getting into the knockout stages, and I think St Paul's will definitely be there after Christmas, but they need to get a win over St McCartan's, and I feel they will. You know, they're building a good team, as you say, but the real competition doesn't start here and after Christmas. But first and foremost, St Paul's have to get to that stage.
Down under 21 championship, Benny, a couple of standout games this weekend. Castlewell playing Burn had a big win last weekend. I don't think Castlewell played last weekend, but tough enough one to call there.
Yeah, Castleman would see themselves as one of the favourites for this competition as well. You know, Bourne obviously are many people's favourites along with Restaver and Warren Point. I expect Bourne to win this game. They had a massive win over Bryansford last week, and again, I expect Bourne to win this game as well.
Bransford host Glen. Bransford, as we said, were disappointing last week, and I don't know what sort of side Glen have. I know they've quite a young squad and quite a young lads coming through there. They'll find it tough going to Newcastle.
Yeah, Glen were very disappointed that they didn't win last weekend's game, especially that it was a home advantage and a home game for Glen. And I suppose the rest of the teams in these groups seem to be fighting it out for second position. You know, Bourne are obviously the favourites to win that group. But, you know, I feel Glen will really put it up to Bransford, and they'll be hurting from last week's defeat. And I fancy Glen to win this game.
Your own team, Mayor Benny, I know you're in charge of Mayor Bridge. You had a good win against Clonduff last week. You host Restrever this weekend, which will be a tough match for you. Restrever had a massive win with Caelan Mooney back on board last weekend, so you will be up against it this weekend.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Like, this is a massive game for us. Restrever are massive favourites. They've obviously Caelan Mooney, Connor Doyle, Jordan Fagan, basically got playing. You know, we're hoping to put it up to Restrever. They had a fantastic win against the Shamrocks. We had a good win against Clonduff, and you know, it's hard to gauge under 21s, like, but Restrever, as I say, are many people's favourites to win the competition.
Looking forward to coming against Keelan.
I'm looking forward to seeing how Keelan will perform. Hopefully he doesn't perform that well now.
Hey, that should be a big game this weekend locally here in Down. I suppose before we move into this weekend's bets and sporting moment of the week, Benny, well, just there's been a bit of a word in the press this week about your own future with the Down. You're undecided what's going to happen. I know you had said earlier in the year that possibly you were going to give it another year, but at the minute you're undecided about the future. I know it's going to be a huge commitment, it's going to be a huge decision, but I'm sure you'll maybe meet up with Jim McCurry in the next few weeks and try out that future, and maybe hopefully in the new year you'll still be wearing the red and black for a 16th season.
Yeah, definitely. Like, the commitment end of things never bothered me, because I was training 4 or 5 nights a week, whatever I asked him. The only thing that's sort of not getting me down but questioning my decision whether to stay on or not was, you know, come club championships, I was playing around the middle of the field for the Bridge. It was taking me 3 or 4 days to recover from these games. Like I said in the paper, we played Bransford on the Saturday night, and we were back out in the pitch training Monday night for the Bridge. Like, and I could only do a wee bit, and then we're back training Thursday, and it took me the whole four days to fully recover from one game. You know, whether that is good enough for county football, I don't know. As I'm getting on, I'm coming 33 this year, so it's tough on the body. But as you say, maybe sit down over the next couple of weeks and try it out and see what is accepted and what the future holds from it. But at the minute, you know, very much undecided. But I'll definitely be making my mind up pre Christmas.
So it'll be a case of watch this space, Benny, regarding your future.
Yeah.
We know the All-Stars is on tonight, Benny. We're just talking there before the show. Player of the Year, there's three candidates: James O'Donoghue, Neil McGee, Jamrick Connolly. To me, James O'Donoghue, he's favourite for it, and I think he will pick it up due to the fact that he was brilliant all year and Kerry are All-Ireland champions. Who do you think will win it?
I think Connolly will win it. It's been fantastic at the start of the year for his club, the one they All-Ireland. He was fantastic throughout the season for Dublin, and now at the minute he's fantastic again for his club. He scored something like 212 in his last two games for St Vincent. So, you know, I fancy Connolly. But McGee, you have the big mention for him, McGee too.
Yeah,
he's brilliant too.
He's a strong candidate, so it'll be interesting to see who picks up tonight. Sporting moment of the week, Benny. I'm going to go with Cross McGlenn winning their 18th championship in 19 years. Unbelievable achievement, and full credit to them. There's not really much else you can say about them. What was your own sporting moment of the week?
Well, suppose it was Harry Redknapp's spat with Tarap there, the QPR player. Harry came out and called it as it was, told him he wasn't fit enough. You know, he's getting 50-60 grand a week and the man won't train.
3 stone overweight.
Apparently. 3 stone overweight. Fair play to Harry Redknapp for coming out and saying it. Too many managers stand back, you know, and let their players walk over them. So mine's Harry Redknapp spat with him, and fair play to Harry.
Hey, bets this weekend, hot travel. I'm going to go with Glen Torn to beat Warren Point Town. Ulster -2 there in the rugby at 10-11, and Spurs at 8-11 in the Premiership.
I'm going to go with Killeavy in the soccer. I'm going to go with Liverpool at 2-5, and I'm going to go lastly with Bourne under-21s to beat Castlewell.
And our charity bet, as always, £20 double, with thanks to Pinnacle Bookmakers for the Southern Area Hospice. I'm going to go with Glen Torn.
And I'm going to go with Man City at 4-7 there, Pinnacle.
Glen Torn 4-5 and City are at 4-7. That's it for another week, folks. Thanks for listening. You can interact with myself and Benny on Twitter. Big thanks to our sponsor, P&R Wholesale. And keep tuned to Q Radio.